Greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. Today I want to talk again on a difficult and disturbing topic, gender-based violence. In one of the areas that we minister in, I've recently seen such sad, brutal, and recalcitrant instances of gender-based violence that has literally caused me to be sick to my stomach. This phenomenon is a shameful blight on society, and it's something for which we all bear a measure of responsibility. I'm ashamed to say that whilst never having perpetrated it, I, like most men, bear a measure of responsibility for it. If we've perpetuated patriarchal norms or seen a colleague come to work bruised and offered no assistance, we bear some responsibility. And every one of us men who has failed to listen adequately to women bears responsibility for it. I sure do. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "Not to speak is to speak, not to act is to act." And I think this is a timely clarion call for all of us. There are so many great scriptures that speak powerfully as to why this scourge is repugnant to God. Isaiah 1:17 says, "Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause." Psalm 68:5 says, "Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation." GBV transcends all races, all religions, and all societies, but it has a disproportionate impact on the impoverished and the generationally forgotten. But why is it so prevalent? Well, I've asked some of the women that I count as my wise counsel, and this is what they have said. It's about power and abuse of power. It's about the sexualization and objectification of women. It's a tragic result of multiple generations of fatherlessness and toxic masculinity. It's a result of a patriarchal society that highlights the rights of men and seeks to silence the voices of women. And it's a result of things and people being unseen and unheard. And it's about control and inequality. And across all arenas and societies, it's a result of a failure of men to keep other men accountable. Friends, the Bible's clear on what our response must be to injustice. Micah 6:8 says, "And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?" So let's talk about solutions. My wisest counsel, a great woman of faith, said to me, "We as women shouldn't need to be protected. We need to be valued equally, our opinions, our abilities, our intellect, and our fundamental rights." And she's spot on. That's the key. Dissolve the problem, and solutions, or even protection, are not needed. 1 Timothy 5:2 says, "Treat older women as mothers and younger women as sisters with absolute purity." And herein lies the key. We need to honor and respect the women who are our elders as if they were our own mothers. We need to be and remain teachable. We need to ask the mothers in society how our behavior as men needs to change. We're called to honor, respect, protect, and cherish our community mothers, and so too the lessons that they can still teach us. And we need to treat our peers and the younger women in society as if they were our younger sisters or daughters. That means we're called to protect, honor, and show gentleness and respect towards our younger sisters in society. And we need to act as big brothers and stand up for them, whatever the cost. But first, we need to respect them. But protecting and supporting their rights is more so key than just physical protection. By definition, we don't hurt or bring harm to those that we honor and esteem. If the fathers and father figures of our communities, irrespective of background, teach their boys to treat all women as precious and worthy of honor, then again, we'll be on the right path. Friends, we as men can no longer say, "Hey, that's not my problem." We need to be bold, courageous, and radical. And we need to own the problem and thus not inadvertently prevent the solution. The time is now, but it should have been yesterday. Well, as for me, I'm learning, even literally today, to listen better and more deeply. And when I see something, I'll speak up even if it costs me. And I commit to doing all that I can to help teach the next generation, both my natural and spiritual sons, that women are to be heard first, cherished, honored, valued, and also protected, without exception. As to our collective response, well, not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act. So let's listen actively first, and specifically to the women across all sectors of society. And then let's look, learn, pray, speak,